My Mess is a Bit of a Life. Adventures in Anxiety by Georgia Pritchett, read by Catherine Parkinson. Prologue. As a very last resort, before I chose how to make my exit from the world, I decided to see a doctor. My mess is a bit of a life right now, I mumbled. Not that. She indicated that I should elaborate, but I couldn't. I couldn't speak. The words wouldn't come. They were there, but they were out of my reach. She referred me to a therapist. I went and I said nothing. I didn't know what to say. I didn't want to say anything. And even if I did want to say something, the alien and the moths and Godzilla and the dark overlord beaver made it impossible. After weeks of silence, I was losing hope. Her. How are you? Me. I tried to speak, but the moths were flapping furiously in my brain. The alien was pounding on my chest. Godzilla was stomping all over my inner Tokyo, and the dark overlord beaver was tucking into my intestines. Her. Can you tell me what's going on? Me. The moths began bombarding and ricocheting inside my skull. The alien had acquired some kind of enormous mallet. Godzilla was roaring and obliterating my inner Tokyo, and the dark overlord beaver was now gorging on my innards. Her. Can you tell me how you're feeling? Me. The moths suddenly stopped flapping. The alien stopped mid-pound. Godzilla stood, helicopter drumstick in hand and foot hovering over a building. The dark overlord beaver put down my lower intestine. They all cocked their heads and listened to what I was going to say next. Her. Are you anxious about anything? I nodded. Her. Can you tell me some of the things that worry you? I shook my head. Her. Maybe you could write them down. And so I did. We're all doomed. My earliest memory is of sitting in my buggy in the snow. I was 3. My mum said to my brother, "Don't fall over in the snow." Then my brother fell over in the snow. This made me realise, 1, bad things happen. 2, bad things happen even if you tell the bad thing not to happen. 3, we're all doomed. Who am I? One day at nursery, my dad came to collect me. I remember looking up from my crayoning and seeing him at the door. I waited to be called, but nobody called me. Finally, when all the other children had gone, I was allowed to leave. As we walked home, Dad explained that when the teacher asked him who he had come for, he couldn't remember my name. So instead he described me. "She's small." The teacher said he'd have to narrow it down. "She's small with curly hair." The teacher said he'd have to narrow it down some more. In the end, the best he could come up with was Emily's friend. After that, I worried that I wasn't really me. I worried that I was a different friend of Emily's and nobody had noticed. In the event of my death. When I was little, I used to worry that I would die in the night and that my family would not be able to manage. So I would write notes with useful information like, the peanut butter is in the cupboard with the broken handle. Hammy likes to have sunflower seeds for breakfast. We need more tiddlywinks because I ate them to see if they tasted like Smarties. Tiddlywinks do not taste like Smarties. Bad news. One day I arrived at nursery late. All the other children were there. My favourite place on the rug was taken, the one where you could hold a crayon against the radiator and watch while it melted. As I unzipped my anorak, I realised that everyone in the room was singing, "We're going to the zoo." This sent me into total panic. I absolutely, on no account, wanted to go to the zoo with other children. Not now. I'd had no warning. I wasn't prepared. I had the wrong socks on. Also, since when did people deliver horrific news in the form of a song? It's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?